Welcome to Big Paul Harrison's Weight Loss Podcast. I've forgot what number episode we're on now, pal. But you've just laid down the law a little bit and you're going to give yourself some slack in January.
Yeah, well, obviously when I weighed myself after the holiday, it was not the best result. And I came back to all the Christmas food I'd not eaten. So I've decided to have a bit of leeway for the last week in January.
The phrase you used is, I'm going to eat my way through January.
Yeah, well, I'm going to eat my way through January. I'm away a bit next week, so I can't really train too much. And then the punishment can begin on the 1st of Feb.
Clearly, one of the problems is the temptation in the living room. There's two Terry's chocolate oranges, a big tin of roses. I've just discovered you're halfway for a McVitie's tin of biscuits. Clearly, the better option would be for me to remove these hurdles.
Well, it would, but, you know, I've got a week to eat them. So I'm going to stick to my original option, which was, I don't mind if Laura wants a few, but actually, you'll just take them away and probably chuck them, which is just, I don't like wasting food, even if it's bad food.
Even if it's unrefined sugar that's going to sit around your gut and probably give you type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, well, we'll work that off in a week's time, won't we? So if I get it, I get it. It's like everything in life, isn't it?
We can still train Sunday, Monday, Thursday around your schedule, not eat the biscuits and get a bit of a head start for February.
We could do, but in true Luke Fletcher style-y, got a week to go, might as well use it.
What's your favourite biscuit?
My favourite biscuit, it's probably boring actually. I'd like a malted milk with chocolate on or a ginger nut.
You've destroyed quite a few malted milks in this pack, pal.
I have done, yeah. Charlotte's had a couple as well, but yeah, we've had a good go at them.
I've found you looking a little bit like Onslow from that popular television series. You've got a string vest on, you've got a flimsy pair of shorts, there's holes in your socks, and there's food everywhere.
I can't deny it's been a tough week, Michael, readjusting to life back in the UK. And I haven't ventured very far from the sofa, I must admit.
You found it quite easy to adjust from life in the UK to life in New Zealand, though.
Yeah, well, that's exciting, isn't it? Good weather, good food, things to do. And, yeah, it's exciting. This is just back to the boredom of everyday life.
You've done a couple of car park shifts at Trent Bridge, I know you really enjoyed doing. But you've got a few gigs this week.
Yeah, I wasn't on the car parks, but we'll let that go.
Well, you parked my car.
Yeah, I parked your car because you just drove in illegally. I sorted you out. Yes, I'm away with London Grammar this week.
Where are you taking them?
Cardiff, Manchester and Nottingham.
Have they got catering?
They have, yeah.
Are you going to stay off the biscuits?
Well, it's still January, so probably not, but I will try and be good.